This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Spyware developed by an Israeli firm and licensed to governments for tracking terrorists and criminals has also been used to hack smartphones of human rights activists, business executives, and journalists, according to a global investigation by 17 media partners. The 17 media outlets reported on Sunday that 37 smartphones belonging to reporters, activists, and executives, and also two women close to murdered Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, were on a list of more than 50,000 numbers that were concentrated in countries that engage in surveillance on their citizens. The list dates back to 2016. These countries include clients of the Israeli firm NSO Group, which is a global leader in the largely unregulated private spyware industry. Journalists on the list included reporters working overseas for Voice of America, CNN, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg News, Le Monde in France, The Financial Times in London, and Al Jazeera in Qatar. The Washington Post, one of the media partners involved, said the spyware identified phone numbers rather than names, but reporters were able to identify more than 1,000 people in 50 countries on the list. People on the list included several members of the Arab royal family, at least 65 business executives, 85 human rights activists, 189 journalists, and more than 600 politicians and government officials, including several heads of state and prime ministers. The Israeli firm NSO says it licenses its Pegasus spyware, to track terrorists and criminals, and said the findings of the media investigation were exaggerated and unfounded. It said it does not operate the spyware it licenses to clients and has no insight into any intelligence that they may have gathered. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Britain's National Health Service has contacted Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his finance minister, Rishi Sunak, to let them know they have been close to someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Downing Street said Sunday in a statement that the men will participate in a daily contact testing pilot program that will allow them to continue to work from Downing Street. They will self-isolate when not in their offices. On Saturday, Britain's health secretary said he has tested positive for COVID-19 and is self-isolating. COVID-19 cases are rising in the United States and around the world, largely driven by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Regions are beginning to return to measures such as mask wearing to reduce the number of victims. The energy minister of the United Arab Emirates says OPEC and its allied countries have reached a full agreement after an earlier dispute that roiled oil prices. The comments came after an online meeting Sunday to reach a deal. Earlier this month, talks over production levels disintegrated, in part over the United Arab Emirates wanting to increase its own production levels. That sparked tension between it and Saudi Arabia, long the heavyweight of the Vienna-based cartel, amid other disagreements between the two neighboring Gulf Arab nations. Benchmark Brent crude oil traded around $73 a barrel on Friday. With oppressively hot, dry weather looming over much of the western United States and Canada, the enormous bootleg fire in Oregon has grown again, and authorities have ordered new evacuations. Bootleg, the largest of 80 major fires now active in the United States, spread overnight from 274,000 acres to 290,000 acres, three times the size of the metropolis of Detroit, Michigan. According to officials, some 2,000 people have had to evacuate. More following on Sunday. Heavy winds and widespread lightning storms remain a serious threat. And firefighters in Canada, meanwhile, continue to battle dozens of blazes, including some 20 new ones in British Columbia province and about 15 new ones in Northwest Ontario province. Flash floods hit southern Germany on Sunday, killing at least one person, turning roads into rivers and adding to the flooding devastation that has claimed the lives of more than 180 people across Europe. In recent days, a district of Bavaria became the latest region to be hit by record rainfall and floods. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel promised fast financial aid on Sunday after visiting one of the areas worst affected by the floods that have killed at least 157 people in Germany alone. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.